Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Adam, how are you?
Good. What's going on, guys?
We're parsing through the opportunity that lies ahead for Caleb Williams facing this Bengals defense that last week gave up 39 points to the Jets and gave the Jets their first win. When you think about it from his position, how much of an opportunity do you think it is for him to perform?
Yeah, I mean, this is a lot like the Cowboys game earlier this season, and where you look at the matchups and you, we can talk about what the Bears defense has to do on that side of the ball. But really, when you're just Ben Johnson, you're Caleb Williams, you're Rome Odunze, you're DJ Moore, you're trying to game plan for opportunities for more explosive plays and to convert these red zone opportunities into touchdowns, you got to like the matchups this week. There's really, especially if Trey Hendrickson doesn't play, but honestly, even if he does play, he's banged up. This depth chart for the Bengals, even with Trey on it, is not very impressive. Two rookie linebackers, a lot of just in the secondary, and they can't get a pass rush either. So, and even when you look at a lot of the things the Bears are doing right now, what's become their core identity, their third in play action percentage right now, they're sixth under center. We know they like to do a lot of 12 personnel. These are all things that the Bengals are terrible defending. So, there's really, to me, no excuse for a bad offensive performance this week. That doesn't mean it's going to be perfect, but this should be a lot like that Cowboys game where you feel good about what the Bears and Caleb Williams and the weapons are doing offensively.
You talk about the weapons. It was revealing to see all those wide receivers in that initial injury report. And I've been thinking about it all week, Adam, and I've come to this conclusion. You just mentioned those linebackers for Cincinnati. This isn't just the week for Caleb Williams to cook. This is definitely the week for Colston Loveland to be doing something big, because there's no reason why he shouldn't have his biggest receiving game. It might not be number of receptions, might not be number of receiving yards. It might just be getting into the end zone. Something big should happen for the first round pick, Colston Loveland, this week, right?
Yeah, I mean, you would think so. You're kind of waiting for that breakout game. Now, I do think Cole Kmet will be back out there this week, and so that might come down to, is he still limited if he's not 100%? Does Colston still keep that snap share up because of that? How much 12 personnel do they run? I do think that this is a week where you probably will see more two tight end sets than maybe recently, like against the Commanders and last week, because the matchup wise, it seems like using 12 personnel this week would be in your would be an advantage for you. So yeah, I mean, I think we're all waiting it for Colston. I'm also waiting for Colston Loveland to kind of show that he's that guy too at the same time. So like you gotta earn those opportunities. We saw a little bit more last week, but I know people are tired. I mean, bringing up Tyler Warren, but when you turn on the Colts right now, you see a guy who's the focal point of their offense, in the passing game, really. I mean, I know Jordan Taylor's doing a lot in the run game, but Tyler Warren is earning those opportunities to earn the trust of Daniel Jones. And the thing that I think Colson Loveland's battling that Tyler Warren probably didn't have to battle is the amount of other weapons that Ben Johnson has at his disposal here, because there's a lot of mouths to feed. And so it's not always going to be the tight end. And I think that that's a big reason why, maybe some of the production has been down. I think it's hard to go into any game right now, Marshall, and be like, oh, this guy's got to eat. I just think in general, like, somebody's got to be like the 100 yard, at least one touchdown performer every single week, whether that changes between DJ Moore and Roma Dunze, or it's one of the tight ends, like whatever it is, or it's DeAndre Swift having back-to-back 100 games on the ground. There should always be somebody like that in this offense. And I think it's just going to kind of rotate, and we're going to have to kind of feel on a week-by-week basis who that is.
And for whatever it's worth to the people listening and wondering, because everybody's wondering about Colson Loveland, and you should be wondering about Colson Loveland. He's getting A-pluses from the coaches. Cole Kmet, yeah. Who you knew Cole Kmet would say nice things about him, Hogue, but it seemed he took the Colson Loveland question and ran with it probably for about 2 or 3 minutes yesterday, giving a glowing report of the work ethic. And that is, Adam, that is half the battle for a tight end coming into the league to get what you're doing in the classrooms too.
Right. And like I think the thing about this too that's been sort of hard to figure out is I don't see Colson Loveland doing anything wrong. I don't see a player who's struggling. I don't see a guy who's getting his you-know-what whooped in the run game trying to block, or you watch the routes and he's just not getting open. No, that's not the case. And by all accounts, he's doing everything behind the scenes to get up to speed and be part of this offense. So I really think it is more of just the situation that he's in, the offense he's in, and not just the amount of weapons that also need to be fed, but this let's call it what it is. This offense hasn't been great. I mean, it'd be different if you're the Colts have statistically the best offense in the league right now. So that helps when you have a first round tight end to be part of that. And the Bears aren't to that point yet. Their quarterback's not playing to that level yet. And so it's all got to kind of come together. And as it does, I think you will start to see more of those opportunities for Colson Loveland to have, that's quote-unquote breakout game.
No doubt. So far off from a finished product, it really is week to week for Ben Johnson. And this segment with Adam Hogue on Raheemy Harris and Grody is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. Hogue, justifiably, we as reporters have spent the last couple of days kind of zeroing in on the antagonistic side of the personality of Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, whether in the locker room, whether on the field, and I understand why we do all that. I have been part of it. But my question to you about him is, because you're good at this, how good of a player is he at this point? Let us know, like, how will he fit in as the slot cornerback for the Bears? What's he got in the tank?
So, thanks for that question, Grody, because I've been kind of the guy that's been sort of brushing off whatever, locker room issues it might cause, because right now I'm just watching the film from Sunday and going, somebody else needs to play slot corner. They need somebody because Jamar Chase and T. Higgins are going to be out there this week, and how are you going to stop them? And really, they need a Band-Aid here for 3 weeks. Kyler Gordon's out 3 more weeks on IR. You just need another option, specifically if Tyrique Stevenson's not healthy. Now, so not only have they added C.J. Gardner-Johnson, but Tyrique Stevenson's trending back towards returning Sunday, which is great. So I feel way better about the situation with those two additions compared to what they had Sunday. So I think, look, whatever C.J. Gardner-Johnson has been off the field, in the locker room, whatever, if there have been issues there in the past. Look, what I know is when we've seen him play a lot because the Bears have played against him a lot, he can be antagonistic. I don't know. I've seen that help his team against the Bears. Right?
No doubt.
We can be as annoyed as we want with him, but yeah. It seemed to help the team that he was on when he was doing it, and it was hurting the Bears. So, you know, it's kind of like AJ Pierzynski coming over to the White Sox. Now he's our guy, right? And now he can be the guy that's antagonizing the other teams, and hopefully that works to your advantage to a point, because that those words for me will come back and haunt me if he has some massive personal foul in the middle of the game on Sunday, right, in a key moment. Right. So I think as long as you, you know, keep it between the whistles, to answer your original question, to me, he's a major upgrade. He's somebody who knows this defense. He's somebody that Dennis Allen can use in multiple ways, kind of how we saw with Kyler a couple weeks ago, and it was so beneficial to have him blitzing and just dropping back into different coverages and kind of using him as that Swiss Army knife in your defense. And I think, you know, on a lighter version of that, but a much better version than what they had at their disposal on Sunday in Baltimore, it will be an upgrade this week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
We're talking to Adam Hoge, the host of the Hoge and Johns podcast. He's also on CHGO. This is a Football Friday. Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday, presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. I would like to take us all back in time, Adam. I would like to take us back to 2023, where Joe Flacco went 11 of 13 for 212 yards and threw a touchdown in the fourth quarter against the Bears, to then not only win the game for the team, but also lead the Browns to victory. You deserve an extra gold star for leading the Browns to victory in this decade. Do you think that there's a likelihood that Joe could carve him up in the fourth quarter again if he's healthy? He was limited yesterday.
Yeah, it seems like it's trending in the direction of Joe playing this week. And yeah, I don't think you can take anything off the table when you see what he's been able to do with that offense. He first of all, the most obvious thing that he's doing that just makes sense is he's targeting Ja'Marr Chase. It was really weird if, you know, when Burrow goes out and Jake Browning can't find one of the best wide receivers in the league. Like, he just wasn't getting enough targets. Flacco shows up and immediately goes, all right, I'm going to throw that guy the ball. And he threw it to him a lot at Lambeau, and then he threw it to him even more times the following week in Pittsburgh, and they got that win. It's also unlocked play action for them. It's unlocked the running game. They have a good running game. Honestly, at this point, I'm kind of more concerned about that than anything else, is how the Bears stopped the run on Sunday with Chase Brown, number two in EPA per rush in the entire league right now. So, and they like to run a lot between the tackles more so than outside. So, you know, it's a big week for Andrew Billings. It's a big week for Jervon Dexter. It's good to see Grady Jarrett not on the injury report at all. So if you want to feel optimistic about what the Bears might be able to do in stopping that run up the middle, I think there's reason for that. But yeah, Joe Flacco, look, he's just a good quarterback. He's been a really good quarterback in this league for a long time. He might not be elite, but he's been fantastic and a huge upgrade for the Bengals. I will say this though. I mean, like, if we're just bringing up, going down memory lane to that game, I mean, the Bears had multiple busted coverages in that fourth quarter, one by the secondary, and another time, who was it they dropped back in coverage that was very con- Matt Eberflus dropped.
Oh, it was Dominique Robinson. Oh, yeah, no, it was Well, Robinson was in pass coverage this past time. I think it was Jones, 97. Why can't I think of his
Justin name? Jones?
Justin Jones, thank you.
Yeah,
oh, it was Justin Jones. Yeah, yeah. Yep.
I can see the play, but I just forgot the name.
Still the best Bears 3 technique in the last 5 years.
What does that tell you?
Good recall on that one, because I couldn't even remember
it. Was infuriating. Yeah. That's why I remembered.
Yeah, so, I mean, I Dennis Allen, if anything, like Dennis Allen has had very few moments this season where you question the call, right? Like there's been very few Mondays where we've been sitting there going, well, what the heck was he doing here? What was he thinking with on this? So a lot of things went wrong in that game a couple years ago in Cleveland. I would expect it to go better this time around with this defense.
Layla, what else do you remember? Is there anything else you remember that you want to get off your chest here?
Yeah, Matt Eberflus said that they were supposed to have picked the ball 4 times in that game, and I thought that that was unsustainable and unlikely.
Ah, I've heard that before. recently I've heard
things. Yeah, but the difference is notice how they talk about it now where they're like, oh, it's good, but they're not expecting it to happen again.
Yeah, certainly. Uh-huh. I expected a turnover last week. That didn't happen. I expected a takeaway. Now, here's what's interesting about that. You talked about stopping the rush. I assume that means more Dio on the inside as opposed to the edge, which is fine because maybe, just maybe, Adam, they'll have room for Austin Booker to come in the game and do something.
Well, now they have no choice, right? Because you lose Domrob, you lose Shamar Turner. But that, again, goes back to some of my questions about their ability to stop the run this week, because those two guys were doing a good job in stopping the run, and now they're off the board, and you bring in Austin Booker, who I don't think that's his strength. What I think Austin Booker can do is give you a good change of pace on third down, some pass rush downs, and we'll see. Look, we haven't seen him play football this year yet, so other than the preseason, I felt like in camp that he had bulked up a little. I still think the speed's there, so I'm just very, very intrigued to see what he can do. I don't think he's going to be on the field, a super ton. I don't know. They might not have to drop Dio inside too much with Grady Jarrett back to closer to full, full go. We'll just have to see how Dennis Allen wants to play it, how he wants to switch things up and try to confuse this Bengals offense. But I am intrigued to see what Austin Booker can do. I would just kind of encourage people to keep their expectations and check a little bit, because I don't know. Will he be on the field more than 30% of the snaps?
Yeah. Lowered expectations.
Well, I mean, we saw this last year, too, where he had a terrific preseason, right? I mean, he had at least a couple of sacks, and then he did it when he played. It's like, where are you at?
I know I'm just as bad. I get excited about people and then they disappoint me, and that's life. But I will say this.
Man.
I do think that we saw. But I do think that
Sean,
we
write
saw.
That down, man.
No, some people I never have an expectation for, so there's a difference.
Oh, wow.
I do think that with Austin Booker, though, we did see improvement in his skill set. Like, these are things that should show up in a game because his moves were different. Like, his swim move was better. There were some clear technique things that he was taught that I think could really benefit him throughout. Like, even just regardless of what we want to see out of him on Sunday, I think that will benefit just showing how he has improved.
No, I totally agree. I like the tool set. I mean, I've found Austin Booker since the time they drafted him to be a really intriguing player, but it's also a guy that, you kind of watch the timelines of some of these things. So they draft him. You're like, okay, he's going to be a project, right? Like, he barely played even at Kansas that last year he was there. People forget that. He was like, he wasn't even a starter for them. This was like a toolsy, jump out of the pool kind of guy, prospect, right? That you're like, well, maybe, but it's going to take some time. Then he shows up and he has a massive preseason. And everybody, including myself, tends to put too much on preseason results and forget that that's not really NFL football come the regular season. And then, so understandably so, it's just sort of like a ho-hum regular season for him. Then he gets a real off season to put on some more weight, questions about how he even fits Dennis Allen and scheme in terms of some of these bigger, bulkier defensive ends he likes when he's more of a skinnier type of defensive end. But then he has another good preseason. Then he gets hurt. This is all a long way of me saying, guys, he needs reps. He needs to play real NFL football in the regular season. And expecting him to come out on Sunday and all of a sudden have like a 3-sack game off the bench, I think, is a little unrealistic. But is this valuable experience he can get for the rest of the season that builds towards something where he's a bigger part of this thing next year? I think that's completely on the table.
Hey, Hoger, Bears prospect Jerron Gilbert once jumped out of a pool. You remember that? Yeah. You remember all the rage. Yeah.
Hey, Tristan Wirfs did too, guys.
Tristan
Wirfs did. He's been pretty good.
Yeah. Yes.
That worked out.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just add that to the combine. Just put jumping. A pool in there.
What's your pool jump?
Wouldn't it be awesome if you could just add fun stuff to the combine? Like, basically, you combine the Pro Bowl games fun with the combine. That
I
would
want
make
the
it
top
more
prospects
entertaining.
To do American Gladiators, if I'm being
Ooh,
honest.
That's pretty
I
good.
Want a tug of war.
You know what?
At all times.
A basic one for me would be, can you throw a baseball anywhere near the plate? I know that sounds crazy, but you see some of these like these athletes that come in to throw a first pitch.
Ooh, shockingly
at a
bad.
Baseball good, game, yeah. And they can't, like, they're, it's like, have you, how are you, like, to me, that's a red flag. I'm not saying it has to be a strike, but like, if it hits the backstop and is like 10 feet wide.
If
like,
it's a
we
50 cent throw.
Yeah.
Like, and then there's the flip side when I saw J.J. Watt take batting practice. Those balls never landed.
Oh.
It was insane.
It was a show. It was good.
He was.
It was good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. The ball
well, still
went
remarkable
far.
That man somehow ended up in the MAC as a tight end and nobody could see the talent until he transferred to Wisconsin and became a defensive end, and now he's
there. You go,
you know, gonna be a Hall of Famer.
Wow, yeah.
So he's got that going for him. Adam Hoge, we always enjoy talking to you. You can check out more of Adam's work, of course, at CHGO and the Hogan Johns podcast. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, guys, have a great weekend.
See you, man.
That's Adam Hoge.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature. where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.